Fine. What time did the bus get back last night?
3:30
or something?
3:30. Yeah, I took the train back this morning. Train is very comfortable. It wasn't today. Okay, so let's go on. So I want to look at the bottom place, which is Ken Yeshman Tzad Chomer. The Gemara is a bit busy in Ula. How does Ula know them that whenever you have Kerish Shossim, my name is Halam Ukla Loki? So the Gemara wanted to learn it out from Chayvel, from Adam Zayman, but each one had a Chumra, each one had a Kula. So the Gemara says, yeah, but they have a Tzad Shavash, Ken Yeshman Tzad Chomer. Or they have a Tzad Shavash, from my name is Kula, they have a Tzad Shavash, Ken Yeshman Tzad Kav. So Tyson asked the Kasha, what kind of Shah is that? Every Matzad in the world is like that. One thing has Chumar X, the other thing has Chumar Y, but they don't have any Chumar in common. So that's Tzad HaShavash for them, that they have the halacha. So what's going on over here? And there's a few other places in Shas where you have this concept of Tzad Chumar. Tosis has basically two Malachim. The first Malach is the Ri. The Ri says, I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, but the Ri says, when you read Dochi Parach, the Hocha Parach Hakish Ken Yeshman Tzad Chomer Mishuna. The pshat here is that these Tzad Chomer that Chayvel and Adam Zayim have, it's not Stam a Tzad Chomer, it's a Tzad Chomer Mishuna. And likewise, the Tzad Akal is a Tzad Kal Mishuna. The place elaborates on that. That the of Chay B'chem Yishidvarim or Ein Tzrich HaMasra and the Tzad Chomer and the Tzad Akal that Hutum Chalo Bebeistin or what's the Tzadakal Be'edim Zoymim Shloi Osim Aysa? This is a Tzad Chomer Meshunah, Tzad Kal Meshunah. So that already they have in common. They have in common that they're Meshunah. So Tosis compares the two. The Gemara in the Sanhedrin, Kiyahi Deperek Dalamisis Ma'ala Tzad HaShovash Be'em Shekein Meshunim Gabi Dayin Nosi V'Cheresh. The Gemara lives out, it says this of Nosi V'om Choloi Sor. You're not allowed to be V'Kal HaMelech. And there's an Isser of Liskal HaCheresh, not even Kal HaCheresh. And there's an Isser of Elohim Liskal, not even Kal HaDayim. So the Gemara says that each one has a Tzad, we want to learn that from there, a general Isser of Zostim Kal anybody. So the Gemara says that each one has a Tzad Chomer, the Gemara wants to make a Tzad, but there's still a Tzad HaShovah. They don't have the same Chomer. So the Gemara says, yeah, but they have a Tzad HaShovah that they're Mishunah. So Tosis says, that's the model. You see, there's such a Tzad HaShovah, Shekein, they have a Tzad Chomer Meshunah. The Emes, I don't understand the comparison to that Gemara at all. The Gemara over there is saying that these people are Meshunah. The Din is not Meshunah. The Din, you're not in Mekal HaLecheresh, not in Mekal HaNosi, the Din is not Meshunah. The people have in common that they're people who are Meshunah. They're not normal people. They're the people who deviate from the norm. But here we're talking about something else. Here we're talking about a Tzad HaShovah that the Din is Meshunah. That there's a certain Chumra, there's a Chumra by Chayvel, there's a Chumra by Yerushalayim, not the same Chumra, but they have a Tzad Chomer Meshunah. It's a different kind of Meshunah. You know, the President of the United States is, maybe that's a bad example. President of YU. He's Meshunah because he's not he's the president. He's not just a regular employee. He's the president, but he's not Modna, right? Well, here we're talking about something else. Actually, I'm asking two questions. Question number one is the Bechalas Hadayim, because over there, the Meshunah Shavoy is in the person, not in the din. The din of Lesekal Cheres is not Meshunah. Over here, it's the din that's Meshunah. That's question number one. Question number two is l'chayra. The word Meshunah doesn't even mean the same thing in the two cases. By Nosi and by Dayan and by Cheresh, Meshunah does not mean strange. Meshunah means that it's not average. They're not average. A Nosi is not an average person. A Dayan is not an average person. A Cheresh is not an average person. Over here, Meshunah means something else. Over here, Meshunah means like very strange and unexpected. So b'chalach l'chayra is a different meaning of the word Meshunah. I'm not quite sure I understand what's the on all these levels. I don't really understand the comparison over here to that Gemara. So maybe clap at a second question. Maybe that's not so terrible. Maybe we'll have to say that here also Tosfos doesn't mean that they're strange. Even it doesn't mean tzad chomer shun. It doesn't mean that tzad chomer is strange. It means that tzad chomer that well, maybe yeah, tzad chomer here means that tzad chomer is very unusual. It's very much deviating from the norm, from the average of whatever average halacha looks like. Yeah, I don't know. Chayil Kasha is better than the Teretz. The Kasha is right. Over here, Mishunah means that it's not a stretch. That it's unusual. It's not what I expect. Mela, something has a chumr. It has a chumr. Every halacha has a chumr. You can find the chumr everything. But to say that something is that there's an isra that doesn't need asra, that's very strange and unexpected. Chayil B'chamish Dvarim is strange and unexpected. Some nasi adai, they're not strange and unexpected. They're just not typical. I don't know. Anyway, because I don't understand the tzushto, the comparison to that gemara. But al kaponim, that's the reason mahalachov here. That tzad chomer here, that shekein yesh from tzad chomer means that they have a tzad chomer mishuna and a tzad chomer kal. The word itself, I hear the comparison to gemara in heaven, I find difficult to understand. But anyway, that's the first mahalach in Taisus. Then Taisus brings another mahalach, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Tam mefarish to kabe edim zoyim mishayach tzad chomer. He says shekein yesh ben tzad chomer means that edim zayimim and chayvul b'chaveri kataka have the same tzad chomer, because the tzad chomer the yavar chayvul b'chaveri, namely chayvul b'chamishu dvarim, could be mirrored by edim zayimim, because edim zayimim were made and chayvul b'chaveri are going to be chayvul b'chamishu dvarim. And that's the tzad chomer. Yes, the chayin wanted me medayik from here. So later on in the hemshich of this thesis, but the chayin wanted me medayik. But chayin, I think, talks about it. That you see from here, there's a shad in the chayin. We have the oynish of edim zoyim. But I see like kashazom ulasis laochiv. So the chayin, we have a discussion. The later chayin, is that a new oynish of kashazom? It's like a new din, or is it that the din that they wanted to give to the other person now rebounds and is chal on them? So Chana wants to be medayik over here, that you see that it's the din that they want to mechayev that person that the Edom Zayim would get. Because otherwise, if it would be a new Lamashal, let's say Edom Zayim were made about somebody who is chaval b'chaveri, and he's chayev $100 nezek, $100 sara, $100 beishes, $100 ripli, I left something out, nezek, sara, ripli, sheva, so $100, $500. So now if I see someone with kashazom, lasses la'ochiv, now they have to pay $500. So if this is a new einish of kashazom, it's not the same chalos einish that the chayev would have had. It's a new chalos einish of vasis lekashazom. So it's not chamish dvar. It's $500, but $500 is not chamish dvar. It's one dover of kashazom. Their kashazom. How much do they want to be mafsid that person? They want to be mafsid in $500. I mean, Bashkofer is showing them. That's the pashtus. That vasis lekashazom lasis leochiv doesn't mean we give him tashlumi nezek, tashlumi tzar, tashlumi. It means he wanted to be mafsid that person $500, so he has to pay $500. L'moshel, l'mad d'omer, we saw already in Machlokes, if Eidzoimim is Knasser if it's a moment. We learned that Bezin in Malkus. And that Bezin is talking about, we had about Malkus, and Davdar was talking about Malkus, but in that Bezin was talking about a moment. There's a Machlokes in Gemara, if Eidzoimim, if the Chiv is a Knasser if it's a moment. Rabbi Kiva says it's a Knas. So Mashim were in that Dalad, but not everybody agrees to that. There's a mad d'omer that it's a moment. If Eidzoimim is a moment, so what's their shot that it's a moment? Because they want to be mafsed them. They want to be mafsed them a certain amount of money. Now they have to be mashalim what they want to be mafsed. So, but the Gemara in the phase asks, how could that be Mammon? They weren't Mafsidim. They wanted to be Mafsidim. They weren't actually Mafsidim. It's Mammon beyond Baila. That's why Rabbi Kiva says it's a Knas. It's not very hard to understand the other side that it's not a Knas. The Chayim ask, what's the side that it's not a Knas? But that I'm not getting into. But I can point him, there is Chayim Adam who holds that Eidzoimim is not a Knas, but it's Mammon. So what does it mean that it's Mammon? Because they were Mafsid somebody, at least they want to be Mafsid somebody, X number of dollars. So they have to pay. Why is that Chamish Advar? They want to be mafsed in $500. Now they have a chiyuv mum and they have to pay $500. How is that chamish dvar? So Rechon is medayakim here. You see that it's not that's not the pshat. It's not that they have to pay the $500 they want to be mafsed in. They want to be mechayiv him nezik. Now they have a chiyuv nezik. They want to be mechayiv him tsar. Now they have a chiyuv tsar. All of them, they want to be mechayiv him. Now they become chayiv. No, how does that plug into the Mishnah at this moment of Knas? Is that moment or is that Knas? It should depend. If what they wanted to be Chayav him was moment, then it should be moment. If what they wanted to be Chayav him was Knas, then it should be Knas. Now nobody says, L'chor, Kashrus is categorical. If it's mammon, it's always mammon. If it's knas, it's always knas. Yesh lanim adover. I don't know. This is really matkes to debate, but yesh lanim akapanim. L'chari is seen the stasis that edim zaymim, the chiyav edim zaymim is the idea of edim zaymim is that the chiyav that the other fellow would have had now is chalan them. So Mela, that's called Chamisha Dvar. So says Rabbeinu Tam that you see that so Eidim Zayim have the same chumah that Chayvel has. Chayvel is Chayv and Chamisha Dvar. He has five different chiyuvim, and Eidim Zayim could be, not always of course, but Eidim Zayim in such a case could be Chayv and Chamisha Dvar. That's a chumah in Eidim Zayim. So Eidim Zayim and Chayvel have the same sechar chumah that the Chayv and Chamisha Dvar. Then Taisu says, okay, that's the sechar chumah. What about the sechar kal? Because the Marsh is both ways. Shken yesh ben sad chomer, shken yesh ben sad kal. What's the tzara kal they have in common? Says Taisus, the tzara kal yesh lefarish, shekein lav. That's not chorus. The bechol veinim zoyimim ein behem chorus el lav greida v'lo nigmi minayin chayvei krisus. We need chayvei krisus because we're talking about a chayse is a chiv chorus. So the Gemara says the tzara kal in Rosh shken yesh ben sad kal doesn't mean the tzara kal the stodim kalim that we talked about before of Hutum Echloloi and of and Leosu Mice. It's a new Tzadakal. They have in common Tzadakal that they're more Kal than Achayse. So Mele, we can't make a Matzad from Chayvel and Zaymim to learn the din of Achayse, that is Mimenu Shal Milka Leoki by Baal Achayse, because Achayse is a Chiv Karas. Maybe by a Chiv Karas, Chiv Karas is more Chomer. Maybe they have to get the Malkus and not the Mammon, because Mammon is Kal. So then what is tachas? So let me ask a question. So that's the worst question. Shekein yesh ben tzad kal. It's only chayvei lav and it's not chayvei karas. We need a mokar for chayvei karas. So what's the worst teres? So what's the teres of the mokar? Elu ula tachas gomer. How's that a teres? Tachas is we have exer shova from knas from chayvel. But chayvel is chayvei lav. So the kolay yosir, the tzara shud, the zereshav will tell me chayvei lavin. It's not going to tell me chayvei karas. So I'll know there's a chiyuv knas by balam zeres. But how do I know there's a chiyuv knas by balam chayser? Yeah, but it can't be more than the original than chayvel. Ain't zereshav lemechsa. But what does chayvel have? Chayvel itself has a din that is manishal milkalei laki by chayvei lavin. As by chayvel itself, if there would be a chiyuv karas, the Gemara is implying, Rabbi Tam at least is implying, that by chayvel itself, if there would be some chiyuv karas on top of it, yeah, somebody was chayvel lechaver in kippur. Another Rama's case, chayvel lechaver in kippur. Rabbi Tam implies, at least in the law, that he'll be milkalaki, it'll be milkalaki, because the zeres hakosav of chayvel bechaver is minor shal milkalaki was only said by chayvel adam, doesn't extend to chayvel cars. So I could have the zeres shalva could be mufne, but it's not going to tell me that Adam zaymim is more than chayvel bechaver. The chayvel bechaver itself, I only know if I chayvel adam, I don't know if I chayvel cars. Yeah, we're going to come back to that. But we had a cheshbin in the Rebbeinu Tam, when the Tam holds the Bishus of God. No, more in Tosfos Yeshanim, not so much in the Rebbeinu Tam. Had a cheshbin in Tosfos Yeshanim, with the Tosfos Yeshanim, since he holds the Bishus of God is a chiyuv. Unless you're thinking something else, I don't remember right now. Rebbeinu Tam what? Which Rebbeinu Tam on Ches? What? Lamed Ches?
The sheet asked this question.
Oh yeah. So what is the answer?
The sheet says it's exer shavu mufnet l'idei mashiach. The maiden named mashiach.
What does that mean?
It's not the time.
This is Kasha by itself. This is Hakim Rav Mechaylo, Baal Chaylo Chare, that it's alive. Taimi Bahani Shuba Chorus. Shalem and Taimi Dizer Shavas Uyi Mufnes Lamein and Bein Meshivim. I don't mention Rabbeinu Tam by name. I just asked it for a Kasha, I think. Hakim Rav Mechaylo, Baal Chaylo, let us Chare Ladin.
Sheina can also include cases of chiyuv karis. You're not going to ignore parts.
Yeah, but so could chayvul b'chaveret. So could can you know something about so could chayvul b'chaveret? We could be talking about chayvul karis. Yom Kippur l'mashal. So what's the pircha? Because we don't know that it is. Right? Mal chayvul b'chaveret sheken sheken chayvul laven. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's the kashi here. Sheken chayvul laven. How do you know? Chayvul b'chaveret could be other things. Yeah, we don't know that it is. The minimum that the Torah says, the Torah is megala. Can you know somebody that Chayvul Chaveri is Melayna Shalom Milka Leoki is by the Lava Ben Yosef? So we can't know Chayvul Chaveri by Chayvul Chaveri, and that's the Pircha. Malo Chayvul Chaveri Shekhen Yosef by Tzad Kal. That is not, we don't know that it applies to Chayvul Chaveri. I'm not sure what the Shita means.
Isn't that the Kava Melayna Meshivim, that you don't ask Pircha?
Melayna Meshivim means if you have Halacha, you want to make these Shavah between Halacha A and Halacha B. But Halacha A has a certain chumah that Halacha B doesn't have. So if it's not a kavod gzeir shavah mufne, so I can say even though this is gzeir shavah, but since it's not mufne, so I'll say I don't compare it to halachas because A has a tzad chumah that B doesn't have. So here it's a tzad shavah, gzeir shavah mufne. So everything that's an A is going to go over to B, but not more than there's an A. You can't learn out to B more than you know, more than you would have known in A itself. You can't learn out. You have a gzeir shavah here between chayvul and einim zayim. So even if it's a gzeir shavah mufne. And it's available to tell me the Eislamein and Bein Mashim, and I want to ask Pirchas on it. But at the end of the day, so it's an open pipeline. Everything that's in Chayvul B'Chaver is going to apply to Knas. And what is in Chayvul B'Chaver? That the moment of Chayvul B'Chaver is Mimonim Mashal and Milka Liloki B'Mokim Malkus. B'Mokim Chayvul Lavin. Malkus of Chayvul Lavin. B'Mokim Malkus of Chayvul Karas Mechatesim. Doesn't say it by Chayvul B'Chaver. It doesn't say it by Chayvul B'Chaver. How could I have more in how could I have more in Knas? What? So then why is it a Pircha?
Because those are the Irid.
You know, maybe we'll say that for a Pircha it's good enough. I don't know what the sheet is saying. So I'll tell you what I was reasoning. I mean, I just wanted to use this as a stepping stone to get to something else. I thought what you have to say is that since tachas is miyuter, place it says behemshich, the tachas is miyuter. So therefore, it tells me. In other words, it goes like this: for chayv lavin of kol haTorah kula, I don't need gzeir shavah. Because Chayve Lavin, I have a Tzad HaShava. Because according to this Pshat, Mala Tzad HaShava Shebem Shekin Yesh Ben Tzad Kav. So what does that mean? It means, according to Rebbeinu Tam, it means that they're only Chayve Lavin. But this much I could learn out. Without a Tzad HaShava, just from the mere Tzad, from the mere Tzad HaShava, of Chaymu B'Chaveri and Eidim Zayimim, I have at least enough to learn that by Chayve Lavin it'll be Mamayda Mashallah Milkele Loki. For that, I don't need Tachas Tachas. And since Tachas Tachas is Mayuter, so the Yitter is Malamed, that it must be telling me more than, must be telling me an extra din. That Mamayda Mashallah Milkele Loki, not only by Chayve Lavin, but even by Chayve Karas. Once it's Mayuter, it's not Stam the din of Mamaydim Ben Meshivim. It says here, since tachas is miyuter, it's not doing anything, it's not doing any other work. I don't need it for any other halacha. This word is miyuter altogether. So that's megala that there must be that memayim shal milka leloki, not only by chayvi lavin, but even by chayvi kars.
And it's a tzad chomor.
What?
If it's a tzad chomor.
What?
If
no, we're going with tzad, that memayim is a kula, and they have a tzad kal. So we'll learn that our kula by chayvi lavin memayim shal milka leloki. And the tzad that moment is the chumrah, then we have a different tzad chumrah. That's the other event of time, that's chamish advar.
Then tachas tachas for the miyutah for
the kareis. And you're
tachas tachas.
Yeah, so then I would have known, because then from the matzah I would have known nothing. Yeah, then it doesn't matter if it's chayv lav and chayv kareis. Moment is the chumrah. If you make the mishal and chayv lav and kol shekin and chayv kareis. The tzad that moment is chumrah, then I don't need to know special chayv kareis. It's a kol shekin and chayv lav. On the side that moment is kal, if I know chayv lavin, I don't yet know chayv kar. But kitzur, I thought this has to be the cheshbon of Rabbeinu Tam. That again, let's just focus, not distract ourselves with the side that's tzad chomer, but the tzad kal, and the tzad that memayin lekula. So if a mal a tzad hashava shir shken yesh from tzad kal, what's the tzad kal? That it's only chayv lavin. So that much I know for color. That much though I do know. I can learn out from those two. I could learn out the kol ha'terekula that by chayv lavin at least memayim shalom milkele loki comes along tachas tachas, which is miyuter, and it teaches me. Must live. That's the machlekes ulun aveichon. If it is miyuter, but ulah holds that tachas tachas is miyuter, and it teaches me something more that I would not have otherwise known. What could I have not otherwise known? By chayv lavin, I already know memayim shalom milkele loki. Must be teaching me that I even my chayv kares memayim shalom milkele loki. That, I thought that's the cheshbon. So I just want to—I want to be meisif on that. That from the following point: the next tesis has a suffix. The bottom line is Ula has a lima for three things: chayvel, edim zaymimim, and knas. Well, maybe we'll read the next tesis now. We'll come back to the hemra. El Ula tachas tachas gomer. Matzilu lemeimar lefi maskana zu to lekaom Ula demaydim shalom veloy loki elu b'hanet plas the golu bukra. Yeah, that's enough right now. Taishas has a tzad. Later on, Taishas comes down on this tzad. That maybe we thought lechatchila that Ula is talking in kolot harakula. Memoyne mishal mikol loki. Whenever you have moment and malchus, memoyne mishal mikol. That was lushing more before. Al malchus over Ula kol heichadik a moment and malchus, memoyne mishal mikol loki. I wonder where we learn that from tzad hashok. But now the Gemara comes out that it's really only said by chayvel and edim zayimim, and from there I can't learn after kolot harakula, and by knas with tachas tachas. So poshup shad is the one side of those three. So from those three, I can learn out to call it terkula. Because now I have no tzad. There's no tzad hashava shemem. That's the pashtus. The Tosis has a suffix that maybe it's not true. Maybe maskana that Ula has a special because it's a by knas. Maybe it's not the only true by knas. And by Chayvel and by Eden Zayman, we have special psukim. But in Kol HaTarakula, maybe Ula would agree to Rav Yechanan that Milkalaki Mimayna Loi Mishal. Suffolk here in Taisus, later on, now in the next Omer, Taisus comes down, that's what he thinks is true. That Ula is really Mayna to Rav Yechanan. Only by these three things is there an exception that Mimayna Mishal and Milkalaki. And Rashi, by the way, is Chayvel. Rashi, in the bottom of this Omer, Rashi to be a maskal, my time, Omer Kula. Rashi is beferish. The gomik zera shovel ain't she mamun v'le malchus lechol chayve mamun malchus. Rashi is beferish that ulu we remain that ulu is learning after kol ha'terekulu. Now lechor the passage is that Rashi is right because after all we have three things. So So from three things, we have Eirim Zayimim, we have Chayvel, we have Knas. By these three things, we have a Pasuk. So we can make a Tzad HaShavah Shebehem. A Tzad HaShavah Shebehem, that Mimayna Mishalim, Milkele Lokim. What's going to be the Pichah? Chayvel and Eirim Zayimim, we had a Pichah, they have a Tzad Chomer. A Tzad Chomer, that's something you can always ask. We have Rabbi Tam says Tzad Chomer means, or the Reese says Tzad Chomer means a Tzad Chomer Mishuna. Rabbi Tam says Tzad Chomer means that they share, that in a zaymim of chayvel chaveri could be chayvel and chamish advarim, and sarkalas at the chayvel lavin. Now you have three. So now you have a tzadashav at the volatari kul. These three don't have anything in common, except that mevenim shalom mikol haloki. So the chayvel passes like Rashi. Are with me? It's a pasuk of things. Two we couldn't do because they have a tzad chomer, which the Rian Rebbe Thomas says is a specialized thing. By chayvel and edim zoymim, they share a tzad chomer because they have a tzad chomer mishuna, or because edim zoymim could also be chayvel and chamisha dvarim. Okay, so now I have tachas. Then I had knas. So now I have knas, chayvel, chaveri, and edim zoymim. So now I have three. From three, I couldn't have to call it terakul. So what's the problem, Tosis? Why does Tosis say that Ula's ma? Why is Tosis hold? Tosis entertains, and later on he really thinks that Ula holds. It's only by these three, but not to call it Tarakula. What do you mean? Let's learn out from these three to call it Tarakula.
We learn in the Gezer Shabbat as a Binyana. How can you use Tachas from Onus? We only learn that from the Gezer Shabbat. That can have been part of a Binyana and the Tachas Shabbat.
I think you could. I mean, I might have rules for these things, but I think you would.
We're not Lomid Ben Anomad only by Kachim, but otherwise we are.
Yeah, but Kachim, especially, we're not Lomid. Just so you can talk, I don't remember now the details, but I don't think that's an impediment. So what's the answer? What's the Tosis? So take a look, if you have a Tosis Rosh, take a look at Tosis Rosh. What? I have one of your children. Taisra says disappeared. Oh, maybe there's a chance. Oh, that's why. I don't remember now where I saw it. I saw it a couple of weeks ago. I'm not finding it. Somebody says, I don't remember that. What was Tosis Rosh? Now I'm not finding it. But even with right, without a Tosfos Rosh, I think it's also possible to shop in Tosfos, but I thought it was a Perish in Tosfos Rosh. The second Tosfos is, how does a Yechon know that Milka Lofi Mimayna Loi Mashalim? He has a Perish apostle, because it says, in the next apostle, because I brought him Yechon. So the Suffolk in Tosfos is that maybe Ulu agrees to that. Maybe Ulu agrees to Rav Yochanan and Seiris HaPasuk. Rav Yochanan has a gili in the Pasuk that after Kedem Shasu, the next Pasuk is Arvam Yakeno. That Torah is Megala, the Milka Loki, Mimayna Loi Mishalim. So Tosfos Tzad, yes, you have to read. The whole thing started with Knas, because the steer between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Makkas and the Mishnah Bekkas is about Knas. So the Gemara thought, we don't have a Pasuk by Knas, it must be a Matzad from Chayvel, from Mehim Zaymimim, so then it must be a rule in Kol HaTorah Kula. But now that it turns out, it's, and then obviously Ulu can't hold from Rav Yochanan and Seiris HaKasuk. But now that we have Tachas Tachas, and Ula has a special Gzeres HaKosov by Knas, so maybe Ula agrees to Rabbi Yechon and Gzeres HaKosov, to his Megalim of Feirish Arbom Yakenu, that Milka Lofi Mimayna Loi Mishalim. Except in these three places where there's a Feirish Gilu the opposite, that by Chayvel and by Edim Zoymim and by Knas, where it says Tachas Tachas, here the Torah is Megalim, Mimayna Mishalim, Milka Loi Lofi. But yes, it's true. If I didn't have Rabbi Yechon and Gzeres HaKosov, then no doubt about it, from these three, I would learn how to call a Torah Kula. I would make a matzah to learn how to call a Torah Kula. But Rabbi Yechon has Gzeres HaKosov Faket. Gzeres HaKosov Rabbi Yechon. So Tosfos Masupik, maybe Ulu can, maybe Ulu is masking to Rabbi Yechon and Gzeres HaKosov. What? Because we didn't know this Tachas Tachas. So we thought there's no special possibility by Knas. So it must be that from Chayvel and from Eid Mizoymim, we just learn how to matzah to call a Torah Kula. And call a Torah Kula will include Knas. And that we're not able to do. It says in Murat Shaket, forget it, we're not going to do a matzah. We have a Perish Gzeres HaKosov of Tachas Tachas that's addressed to Knas. Well, once it's a Perish Gzeres HaKosov that's addressed to Knas, then already I don't have to say, it's in Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula can fend for itself. Ula is not talking about Kol HaTorah Kula. And for the, and maybe Ula might agree to Rav Yochanan that in Kol HaTorah Kula I have a Gzeres HaKosov of Perish HaKosov. That's the positive shot over here in Tosfos. Again, somewhere I saw a Perish in one of the Tosfos. Can't find it. It must be in here. It's buried somewhere. If somebody finds it, I'll appreciate it. So I just want to point something out now. But Koin to Rebbeinu Tam, that means that they're only Chayvei Lavin. Only Chayvei Lavin. Chayvel and Eidim Zoymimim. It's only Mimayna Mishal and Miklay Loki by Chayvei Lavin. We don't know what's going to be by Chayvei Koras. So yes, so what does it help Tachas Tachas? So Tachas Tachas is also maybe only Chayvei Lavin. So how am I going to know that apply that Mimayna Mishal even by Chayvei Koras? So what do we answer? Because it's Miyuta. Chayvei Lavin already know in Kol HaTorah Kula. So I need a Pasuk. So the Pasuk of Tachas Tachas must be doing something. Must be telling me Chayvei Koras. But according to this next Tosfos, that's not true. I need Tachas Tachas. It's not Miyuter. Because the rule in Kol HaTorah Kula is Milka Lofi Mimayna Loi Mishalim, and Perish Gzeres HaKosov, Perish Shosli. So every time there's an exception to the rule, the Torah has to spell out, this is an exception, Chayvel is an exception, and Edom Zoymim is an exception, and Knas is an exception. Without Gzeres HaKosov, Tachas Tachas, I'll say there's only two exceptions. The rule is Rabbi Yochanan, Milka Lofi Mimayna Loi Mishalim, with Gzeres HaKosov, Arvam Yakenu. So every exception to the rule has to be stated with Perish. So Tosfos is an exception by Chayvel, it's just an exception by Edom Zoymimim, and it has to say Tachas Tachas, an exception for Knas. But maybe that exception is only for Chayvel Lav and not for Chayvel Kars. Tachas to Mishal Kesef.
Nair is Marek Psulos.
I'm not following. Where?
Nair of Psulos is Marek Psulos for Knas. Despite the fact that there's Marcus, there's already a reboot that they should get a Knas instead of Marcus. So the Mashot, they'll ask, why do I have the Tachas? I have these reboot already implicit in the fact that there's Knas by an onus in the fact.
Which Taisus are you referring to? The Taisus Amud Aleph or Taisus Kei? What? I still don't know which Taisus you're talking about.
The Achronim ask in the Taisus, they ask on the Taisus, but it's not really on the Taisus. Just ask in general, why do I have to have a ribuy of tachas? At the beginning of the pick, I have ribuy in their marbe psulos for knas. And marbe psulos for knas, implicit in the ribuy is the fact that there is a knas despite the presence of malchus. Why didn't Ula just learn from those reborn as opposed to tachas tachas?
So wasn't that the Taisus Amud Aleph?
The Tosfos Rosh asked this question. Here's the Tosfos that everyone. Tosfos asked this question that I always talk about. At the end, he says that. At the end of this one.
I don't see what you look. What you're telling me.
Right at the end, Tosu says that the tachas tachas is only needed for chayvei krisus because lavin and essa you get from the ribuyin at the beginning of the parak. You see, first says that tachas tachas is only needed for chayvei kares.
I see what you're saying. It's not the source I'm looking for.
Similar.
Taisus said at the end of the Taisus said yeah, in Taisus. Taisus said at the end that that the reason why Ula needs a ribuy really have naira naira naira. It tells me that there's knas by chayve asay by chayve lavin and by chayve koros. Chayve bufei chayve lavin chayve chayve koros. So why do I need? Why does Ula need a pasuk? Taisus says, because I didn't have a pasuk. And I would say, I would have chad b'chad b'yasei, even though she's a psula. Then I would need another pasuk b'chad b'laban, even though this malchus m'mayna m'shalam milke le'lachi. I wouldn't know by chad b'chorus. So he's saying, so also comes out of good cheshvin. So it comes out that the tachas, I don't need tachas, tachas b'chad b'chad Lavin, because I already have naira, naira, naira. I only need. So the Gemara of Chatchilo is only looking for chayvei karas. So much that you can't learn that out from a matzad, because can yesh from tzad kal chayvei lavin. But now I have a ribuy. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with that? Rabbi Yochanan holds. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with Naira, Naira, Naira? You're going to have to say he's talking about Lehishu, but. Tosha only said this Cheshbon on the side that Ula holds like Rish Lakish. How does Gemara know that Ula doesn't hold like Rish Lakish? I don't think I'll leave it to Emissi holds like Rish Lakish. From Naira, if you hold like if you hold Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with Naira, Naira, Naira? Rabbi Yochanan holds that even by Knatsim, Milkalochim, Menelo, Mishal, the Chapasik, Naira, Naira, Naira. So Taisa himself speaks out. No, Naira, Naira, Naira could be talking about when there's no Hasra. And he says, that could be Teres for Ula too, except maybe Ula holds like a Shlokish, that even Vachavi Le'at Lavin Shagigim. So how does the Gemara know what Ula holds? So Taisa has this Chesmah that that's what he's busy with. But Aliba the M is Mecha Taisa, Ula holds like a Shlokish. Pastor says, he holds like a Yochanan. So from Naira, 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 I'm not going to know. Okay. Fine. I got a little bit scared earlier. I don't know what's going on. But no, the chesmon is good, but that's only. Okay, it's deep in the Taisus and Amud Aleph from a 4-inch session. Okay, it's good that you're holding it. So I guess I can answer. Maybe Ula holds like. We'll have to say that. If we want it, Taisus wants to say that the Maskana Gemara is that Ula is only by these three things. But for these three things, so my question was, but how am I going to know Chayvei Koras? You're going to answer, I'm going to know Chayvei Koras because Chayvei Lav, and I'll know from Naira, Naira, Naira. That's the only truth Ula holds like Rish Lakish. I don't think Taisus is going with Ula holds like Rish Lakish. I mean, I don't think Taisus goes like, okay, it could be. If Ula holds like Rish Lakish, then you're right. But I thought the kitzer. I just want to be machir from here. Yeah.
I think it's the Tosfos on the next up. Tosfos Beulah, not the Lama Al. He says he's dealing with a separate question, but at the end of the day, he says Lamaid, Parishas Leel, let's bring up Kabbalah to us. This Leulah, the Mona Mishali, Lola, as Shabbat, the Amos, the Yochanan, the Lola, the Mishali, the Lord of Yochanan, the Sabbath, the Yarbab Yochanan.
I think she really holds that Ula only says it by these three things. Oh, it says Beferish. The Dorish of Yochanan was Samach Le'Abraham Yakenu. I didn't have to look for Taisus. It's a Taisus. Taisus Beferish. The Dorish of Yochanan was Samach Le'Abraham Yakenu. That's why I couldn't find Taisus. It's a Taisus. Okay. Usually I'm a day ahead of you, so I'm still holding everything. We had intercession, so some of these things I did a few weeks ago. That's why it's Beferish and Taisus. And Taisus and Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. People ask of Ula, he says, Beferish. The tzad that Ula holds like a Yechon is because of the drush of Arba Miakenu. So I'm asking, so you have a drush. So my question is, so if you have a drush of Arba Miakenu, so every exception to the rule has to be spoken at Beferish. So the Torah Taka said Beferish, Chaybel, Torah said Beferish, Melanim Shalom Mikulaloki. And Eizayim, the Torah said Beferish, Melanim Shalom Mikulaloki. And Knas, the Torah said Beferish, Melanim Shalom Mikulaloki, because you have a Zer Shalom Tachas Tachas. But how do I know that it's only? But maybe it's only by Chayv Lav and not by Chayv Karas. Since Tachas is learned that Mechayvel, Mechayvel is talking about Chayv Lav, as Rabbi Natan said. So how do I know that it's going to be true by Chayv Karas? So the Chanami, I thought the Cheshmon has to be that Rabbi Natan won't hold like this Taisus of Elam. If he Taisus, if he Rabbi Natan, I don't think he can hold that the Ula holds from the drasha from Rabbi Yechon's drasha of Abraham Yakenu. Ula must hold that there's no such drasha. And Mimela, we'll be learning after Kol HaTerkula. Whatever we have a matzad for, we learn after Kol HaTerkula. Then we can revert back to the original Cheshbon. From Chayvel and from Eidim Zaymim, I have a matzad to Kol HaTerkula by Chayvel Avin. So now I have Tachas Tachas altogether Miyutar. Because for Chayvel Avin, I don't need it. I know Kol HaTerkula. Must be coming to teach me even by Chayvel Karas. That's what I wanted to be achiyach. The Rabbi Natan can't hold like the Taisus of El. Unless he holds like Rish Lakish. For those who are following that, unless he holds like Rish Lakish, then there's a way out. What? The Achorim ask what? They ask this kashmir, Nair, Nair, Nair?
Yeah.
What are they? Which Achorim?
Marsha.
Where? Lamed Beis on the base. Okay, I'll take a look later at the Mesha. I'm not going to take a look right now. I want to finish the Tosis. Let's go back to the Tosis that we interrupted. So let's start from Rabbi Natam again. Rabbi Natam afarsh gabei edim zayim shayach tzad chomer shem toisi tzad chomer shul chayvel yochel liyis beidim zayimim v'yid olechat shchomer v'chaveri v'huzmud v'mishal mechamish edvar ma'asherot shul chayvel v'tzad hakal yesh lefarsh shekein lav d'chayvel beidim zayim e'en b'em koris el lav gredo v'lein nigmer minayach chayvei kusus v'chem per kamen imakas the yolof v'meit shishem v'beidim zayimim the lav shem imayis leikin olof the sugi that we looked at a lot v'porech Rabbi Yehuda holds that you leikin a lav shem imayis. And he learns it out. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from Matzad, from Meitzi Shemra, and from Chayvel B'Chaveroi, from Meitzi Shemra, and from Edom Zoymimim, that you're like an Alav Shemim Maisa. For Ekti Gemara, Malatad HaShavash Pem. So the Gemara says, you can't learn out from Chayvel B'Chaveroi, because Chayvel B'Chaveroi is like the Mashalim. You can't learn out from Edom Zoymimim, because Edom Zoymim is Ein Shrikha Masra. But the Gemara says, yeah, but they have a Tzad Chomer. Matzad HaShavash Shem Sheish Pem Tzad Chomer. So what is that? So again, what do you mean Tzad Chomer? Every Matzad has a Tzad Chomer. Uparach malat tzad shavuket shemesh ken yesh min tzad chomer yesh deforish ki hochal l'rabbeinu Tam l'rabbeinu Yitzchok. The same Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Yitzchok will work over there. So Rabbeinu Yitzchok, what does Taisus mean? Very cryptic. I mean, Taisus gives us in shorthand. What's the Rabbeinu Yitzchok? But they have a tzad chomer mishunah. So that's also tzad chomer mishunah. Like the Mishal is tzad chomer mishunah, and Ein Shrikha Masra is tzad chomer mishunah. Fine. What's Rabbeinu Tam? Same Rabbeinu Tam. The same Eitzer, Rabbeinu Tam is over here, Rabbeinu Tam will have over there. What's going to be Rabbeinu Tam over there? Eidim Zayim and Metzi Shemra will be like in the Mishalman. That's the Chesed. Metzi Shemra is a Chumma that's like in Mishalman. And Eidim Zayim have a different Chumma, but they have a Tzad HaShava. Because Eidim Zayim could have the Chumma Metzi Shemra. If Eidim Zayim were made in the Metzi Shemra, then they'll Taka be like in Mishalman. So you see, they also share the Chumma. So this is Taka of Shiloh. This is a really interesting thing. When Eidim Zayimim goes back to what we were talking about before by Chamisha Dvar, when Eidim Zayimim are made in a Metzi Shema, that is like that, I'm made in a Metzi Shema, and the Metzi Shema would have been like a Mishalim, because it's Exer Sekozov. But Yisroel is like, there's Malkus, and he has to pick Nas. And now, Kasha Zomam, so Taisa says, they're also going to get Malkus and Mamam. So they also have this Chumra that they could be like a Mishalim. They could be like a Mishalim. So now, is that taka called well it's not like this why is that taka true? How does Taka know that that's true? Maybe they didn't say in such a case they're not like a Mishal. After all this didn't they show us you're not like a Mishal? Metzi Shem is an exception to the rule, it's like a Mishal. Edom Zayim is not an exception to the rule. I mean, as far as we know, where does it say in Edom Zayim they're like a Mishal? Mele Eidim Zayim were made in a Chayvel B'Chaveri the Chayv and Chamisha Dvar. That I understand. There's no rule. You can't be Chayv and Chamisha Dvar. So if I see someone like Kasha Zaman says they're also Chayv and Chamisha Dvar. But if Eidim Zayim were made in a Moitzi Shema that he should be like a Mishalim. So a Moitzi Shema is like a Mishalim because he has a special din a Moitzi Shema that is like a Mishalim and he's an exception to the rule that of Keter Shosim. But Eidim Zayim, as far as we know, they have the din of Keter Shosim. In fact, we know Eidim Zayim have the din of Keter Shosim. The Mishnah in Makkah says beferish that Eidim Zayim have the din of Keter Shosim. Eidim Zayim were made in somebody who's high of moment. But Meir says they're like in a Mishalim. Shalei Shem and Mevi'ah. Chacham say call a Mishalim and they're like it. Eidim Zayim are about to have a din of Keter Shosim. So if Eidim Zayim were made in a Moitzi Shemra, so they should also have a din of Keter Shosim. So why does Rabbeinu Tam say that? So we're going to have this later on in Tosis again. We'll have to decide later if it's exactly the same. But Rabbeinu Tam says later also, so the reset of Svar, that he thinks Eidim Zayim were made in a Metzi Shemra, they also get, he says, Rashi Nat, and from the reset that they're there. We'll see it again in that Tosis. I don't really think the Tosis is exactly the same, but we'll have to talk it out then. But Akal Panim, we're going to have this again in Tosis later. So Svar, that Eidim Zayim were made in a Metzi Shemra, the Taka Leuk, the reset of Svar, that they're, doesn't say what the Svar is, which is Eid Nir Leri, that they shouldn't be Leukim Mishalim. They're Leukim Mishalim. Why are they Leukim Mishalim? They wanted to be made about Mechatesa, what happened to Gdeir Shosa. So, at the time we talked about Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says, the reason why they're like a Mishalim, because the din of any like a Mishalim at Gdeir Shosa is you can't be Nenash Trey. Risha Achas at the Mechaibi, we have to Mechaibi, Shtey Rishoyos. Said Rav Chaim, so by Zaymim, it's not Shtey Rishoyos, it's one Risha of Kasha Zama. That's Adkan from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says it in that Tosis. Presumably, at least for the Tavim, if he said it over there, he'll say it over here too. That's the pshat in this Tosis here also. that the reason why they're chayiv shtayim is because by them it's not shtayim shayis. But that's very modern. Why is that very modern? That's very schwer.
And it's not. Oh, you're saying about hay gvarim, that they're mamish getting hay gvarim. So here they're not mamish getting hay gvarim, they're getting something else.
Right. It's not a chumrah. We want to give them a chumrah. She can yeshman sad chumrah. Because they have the same chumrah. But the shem has a chumrah. He's like a mishalim. And he's also like a mishalim. What do you mean they're like a mishalim? That happened. It's true as far as it goes. They are like a mishalim. But that's not, being like a mishalim is not a chumrah. Getting shtei v'shoyis is the chumrah. You know, the rule is you can't get shtei v'shoyis. But Hashem is an exception. You can get shtei v'shoyis. That's a chumrah. They're like a mishalim, but they're like a mishalim is not shtei v'shoyis. So it's not a chumrah. The kids sent me manushach. When the Enuzoimimim get Mamanamax, is that Shtei Rishoyus or is it one Risha? If we're going to look at it as Shtei Rishoyus, like before we said Chamishadvarim, it's Chamishadvarim. So here also it's Shtei Rishoyus. So I understand why it's a Chumrah, but why is it true? And they Shtakha shouldn't get it. And if on the other hand we're going to say, no, by them it's not Shtei Rishoyus, it's just one Risha of Kashizomam, so then I understand why they get it, but then I don't understand why it's a Chumrah. It's a chumra is the mashal. It's not a chumra. Chamisha Dorim is a chumra. No, I'm sorry. What are you asking?
Meaning, I think that we were understanding now. Meaning, we're saying it's sort of normal to get punishment for one risha, so it's a chumra to get for two rishayos. But by Edom Zom, it's only one risha, even though. So
you mean maybe the chumra here is not that they confound shtei rishayos, that they confound it in if they're rishosay. By them, it's not shtei rishosay. The chumra is al derech like chamisha dvarim. Just they have a lot of chiyuvim. So the chayiv and just like you know, Adam Zayim keep a chayiv and chamisha dvarim. So that's a chumra. So Adam Zayim keep a chayiv and shnei dvarim, and that's a chumra. Just al derech chamisha dvarim, but nothing to do with kdei rishosa. I hear maybe that's a var. No, it's in a chanami. Moitzi Shem has a special quality that he gets shnei rishoyos, and that's really very unique. And that Adam Zayim don't share because for them it's not shnei rishoyos. But the Gemara, when Rabbeinu Tam says, Yesh Mitzad Chomer, Rabbeinu Tam means Eidim Zoyimim can also share a Chomer with Moitzi Shemra. The Chomer that they share with Moitzi Shemra is not that they get Shtei Rishoyos. The Chomer that they share with, and they're exceptions to the rule of Shtei Rishosa. That's not true by Moitzi Shemra, it's not Trey, it's Chag. The Chomer that they have is that they're Chayiv B'Shnei Dvarim. Just Stam, like Chayiv B'Chamish Dvarim. Chayiv B'Chamish Dvarim is a Chomer, even though it's not an exception to any rule. No rule, you can't be chayiv in chamisha dvar. Who state you can't be chayiv in chamisha dvar? No such rule. But it's a chumra to have chamisha dvar. So the chumra over here is that they're going to be like mishal. She can't like the mishal. And if zayman or mitzvah shemer, they have a chumra to be chayiv in chamisha in shnei dvar. I hear. Maybe you're right. That's an interesting shot. Yeah. Maybe that's why the Rebbe doesn't like this shot. Maybe he holds. Yeah, maybe. Or the alternative is to say. And I think this is also plausible. Is that Tosis holds that since Moitzi Shemra has a din that he gets Shtei Rishoyos, so the din of Asisim like Kasher Zom and Lasis La'achiv is Mechayiv that they also could get Shtei Rishoyos. Al Derech, like the Gemara said later on, that Ein Zom don't need Asra because they wanted to kill the guy without Asra. So Mimela, Kasher Zom is Mechayiv that they should be killed without Asra. Out of the rules, you have to have Asra. But Kasha Zomim is Mechayev that whatever they could have done to him, they would have gotten him killed without Asra. So Kasha Zomim says, Mimela, and it bulldozes all the rules. So Al Derech said, if Moitzi Shemra has a din that he's like a Mishal, Hagam that is Shtei Rishoyos, then Kasha Zomim is Mechayev that they have to have Shtei Rishoyos as well. They have to share that Chumah. Yeah, that's what I thought was Pshat and Taisus. So he only has a point. Maybe this is a different Pshat and Taisus. It just means that it's Shnei Dvar. We'll see. We're going to have to revisit this when we get to the Taisus later on about the Gramaskal Shalei Hashem. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Tomorrow, that question was I'm not coming in tomorrow.